Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Around for a while. He's the founder of the Commuter Action Group. He joins us now. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I love the karaoke.
Nice. Yeah. You know what? If you were in studio, you could have joined in.
That'd be great, Jim.
I would have jumped in. Do the bass line, sure.
But Jim's, you were a radio guy, right?
Yeah, right.
I am. You got the perfect face for radio here.
Well,
where are you on? Give us a plug. Where are you on?
Well, I used to be on WHCN in Hartford.
Oh, okay.
And then I went up to Boston, and then I went to NBC News. So,
oh, nice.
Life after Hartford, guys.
Now, you're a columnist, right? The Hour Stanford Advocate, as well as doing this thing. Let's talk about ferry service. And Ray brought up a great point earlier, Jim, when we were teasing your appearance. There's some people in our state who don't realize that that there's so much ferry service relatively easy to find.
Well, there is ferry service in places where it makes sense economically.
Right.
There are two cross sound ferries that actually are quite profitable, the Bridgeport Port Jeff ferry and New London to Orient Point on Long Island.
Yes.
Those ferries make sense. But what I was writing about this week is a zany idea that's been studied before and shot down of operating, quote, fast ferries from Bridgeport and Stamford into New York City.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are other ways to get. What would be your objection to this? What would make you think it's just dumb?
Well, first of all, there's train service.
Thank you.
And,
yes.
Right. You know, those trains run every 15 to 20 minutes in rush hour. If you put a ferry boat service in between Bridgeport, Stamford, and New York, it might make a couple of round trips a day.
Right.
A ferry boat can carry 149 passengers. A train can carry 1,000. A train is basically all weather. A ferry boat is not. I mean, I might like a nice, you know, fall morning.
Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, but not in the middle of a blizzard or something like that.
Or a
hurricane. The
biggest
problem is it doesn't make economic sense because any ferry boat operator would have to have at least double the fares of the train, and people complain the train's too expensive,
right?
Plus a huge subsidy. So, I mean, I pointed to examples of other areas, towns like Yonkers, New York,
Glen Cove, yeah.
Long Island, that put in ferry boat service, had very dismal response. I mean, Glen Cove, when they put it in, were something getting like 90 passengers a day.
Oh, God.
Had a subsidy of $250 per passenger per trip.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, there are ferry boat operators in New York City that run in and out of Manhattan. And I'm sure they're smart. I mean, this is, you know, free enterprise. They probably looked at the Connecticut market and said, no way. I mean, it just doesn't make economic sense. So why does the state want to rush in and throw a lot of taxpayer money into subsidizing a redundant service to what would already exist on the train?
I don't know if this is an analogous situation, but if you look at California, the high-speed rail that was going to run through places like Fresno, Stockton, you know, places you want to go. It was supposed to connect Los Angeles and San Francisco. But it's cheaper to fly than would be to take the train. Incredible subsidies. And the fact is, I wonder if things even get done, Jim. But they're doing it because it's a cool thing to do.
Well, it's also the attraction this time around is that there's some federal money.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and federal money is not free. As Glen Cove, Long Island found out, they took $16 million and built a beautiful new ferry boat terminal, but they couldn't find an operator to run ferry boat service. So guess what? The federal government came and said, okay, give us the money back.
Wow.
And now, rather than giving back the $16 million, Glen Cove is going to be putting in a new ferry boat operator at a heavy subsidy because that's cheaper than refunding the federal government for the money they wasted.
It's crazy. What do you think of we're talking with Jim Cameron, founder of the Commuter Action Group, columnist, radio guy, all around bon vivant. what do you think of this latest transportation plan from the governor where allegedly, and nothing's official yet, he just wants to tax bridges that are under repair, I mean toll, I should say, which is tax.
It is a tax.
Bridges under repair.
I think it makes sense, and okay. and I'm pretty optimistic that this round two of, well, round 35 or whatever it's going to be.
Thank you.
But let's call it version 2.0 of the governor's transportation plan.
Right.
From what I've heard and what I've been briefed on in confidence, it makes a lot of sense. And that's why I'm calling out this ferry boat component, which just makes me crazy. Like, why are they even looking at this?
Yeah.
I think tolls on bridges where drivers can say, okay, I'm paying 50 cents. They're going to fix this bridge. When the bridge is fixed, the tolls go away.
Will they, Jim?
I think they will, because I think if, as long as it's not in the legislature's hands,
okay.
if we make this a contract between the government, the governor and the people, and we don't let the legislature get its sticky fingers on any of this, I think tolling makes sense. We have to do something. I mean, you guys know what the interchange up in Hartford looks like between 84 and 91.
Yeah.
The viaduct alone, the replacement of that viaduct is going to cost billions of dollars. And we're not spending billions to do a big dig up there,
right.
despite what your congressman thinks.
The tunnel. Hey, you know, seriously, just back up for a minute to the ferry. All right, who's got the idea? Who says, oh, God, we need a ferry high speed running into New York City from Bridgeport? Whose idea is this?
Well, you know, I've been working on transportation both on the train level and statewide.
When yeah, there
used to be a transportation strategy board going back like 20 years ago. And this issue of ferries always comes up because people look at the coastline and they go, hey, there's a free highway out there. It's the water. Why don't we put in ferry boat service?
Yeah.
It constantly comes up as here's the answer. Here's the simple solution. And anybody that, you know, accepts a simple solution without looking at the numbers
is simple.
I think is doomed. If there were simple solutions to our transportation problem, we would have fixed it long ago. So you got to look at the overall cost. Where are you going to put the ferry boat terminals? How are people going to get there? How much service are you going to provide? How much is it going to cost? And I don't think that offering a ferry boat, a fast ferry, by the way, they only go 29 miles an hour. There's no such thing as a fast ferry.
Okay.
A ferry boat service from Bridgeport to New York is not going to take people off the highway. Those are people, excuse me, who are probably on the train already.
Right. Yeah.
Those people on the highway are there because they're not going to New York City. So I don't think we need to subsidize fat cats with fast ferries out of Bridgeport.
Makes sense. Jim Cameron, founder of the Commuter Action Group, columnist, all-around good guy. Jim, thanks for the time. We appreciate
it. Always a pleasure, guys.
Thank you.
We'll hear you on the news soon, no doubt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.